This is Israel A-Team News with your hourly update for Thursday, 2nd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. At this hour, the weather across Israel is quite warm. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, making it pleasant for a stroll. Tel Aviv is sunny with a gentle breeze, perfect for a day by the beach. In Haifa, expect similar conditions. A warm night is ahead for all major cities. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran announces talks in Doha have concluded. Frozen funds, Lebanon and the battle for Hormuz in focus, Walla reports from earlier today. Also, a second murder within hours. A man was killed by gunfire in Reina, according to Israel Hayom earlier this hour. Also this hour, Qatar reports that the U.S. and Iran have agreed to continue negotiations following Khamenei's funeral. Times of Israel reported earlier today. Separately, Jewish leaders hail a new agreement as a historic opportunity for lasting security, as reported by the Australian Jewish News earlier today. And finally, 1,000 days after October 7th, the Jewish people stand proud. JNS highlighted the resilience and determination of Israel and the Jewish community in earlier reporting today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ziad Asali, a noted medical doctor, posted just minutes ago that thousands of Lebanese are heading home as fighting eases, though many remain stranded. Eyal Yacobi commented 16 minutes ago on what he describes as the softest call of all time by a referee, suggesting a preference on the outcome. From Middle East 24, shared 28 minutes ago, a new analysis explores if Lebanon is ready to reclaim its future from Iran's proxy grip, indicating a potential historic transformation through the new U.S. brokered agreement with Israel. Now for more on those stories, starting with Iran's announcement on the Doha talks. According to Walla, Iran and Qatar have reportedly agreed to use part of the $6 billion in frozen assets for purchasing goods. This development emphasizes ongoing regional economic diplomacy and potentially eases tensions over the strategic Strait of Hormuz. The implications could bring more stability to the region's trade routes. Turning to the violence in Israel earlier today, Israel Hayom reports another fatal shooting in Reina, following an earlier incident in Haifa that left one dead and others injured. Authorities are investigating links between the two events. The surge in violence raises concerns over public safety and the effectiveness of law enforcement responses. Meanwhile, The Times of Israel notes that Qatar is facilitating further U.S.-Iran negotiations post-Khamenei's funeral. This comes amid heightened tensions and the recent drone strike on an Iranian Kurdish opposition camp in Iraq. Such diplomatic moves might offer a path to de-escalation in the region. On the diplomatic front, the Australian Jewish News highlights a new agreement involving Israel, Lebanon, and the U.S., which Jewish leaders describe as a historic opportunity. The deal aims to enhance security and stability, with long-term benefits for peaceful coexistence in the region. This could pave the way for improved international relations. And finally, JNS reflects on the resilience of the Jewish people. 1,000 days after October 7th, despite ongoing challenges, the community remains united and determined. This enduring spirit is crucial for navigating current and future adversities. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports Israel's defense minister has announced plans to develop space-based laser weapons. This ambitious initiative underscores Israel's focus on strengthening its defense capabilities amid regional threats. Separately, Walla Business reveals that Israel has extradited Michael Fine, a Gur Hasid accused of $28 million in fraud, to the U.S. This marks a significant step in international cooperation to tackle economic crimes. And finally, Israel Hayom Business features entrepreneur Ofer Ehrlich's concerns about the tech sector. Despite his company's success, he warns of an impending crisis as high tech, a key economic driver, faces significant challenges. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.